The pre-game interview.
We're in Footy Spotlight thanks to Rex Gorrell Geelong, providing an outstanding motoring experience for Trobe Terrace, Gordon Avenue and Fine Street. And in the spotlight this week has been Cameron Ling. He's been elevated to legend status at the Cats, just a 28th legend, and I was lucky enough to catch up with him earlier here at the MCG. Let's have a little bit of listen to that chat with Cameron Ling.
It's a term that's thrown around very loosely, legend, but it sits very comfortably next to this man's name. He'll become the 28th legend in the Geelong Football Club Hall of Fame on Saturday night, and he's one of our own. And when it's one of our own here at K-Rock 955, we just celebrate it a little bit harder. Cameron Ling, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Kingy. You very kindly say it sits comfortably when you say it. Not so much with me. It still feels very, very strange. I'm honoured. I'm just over the moon, and I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night as well. It'll be a great night.
Talk to us about when you found out. It was in front of people.
Yeah,
you weren't privately told, like the Australian Football Hall of Fame during the week. Those guys get a phone call from Richard Goyder. Steve Hocking threw you under the bus in front, and not any supporters. Some pretty well heeled ones, I believe.
Yeah, it was a great. It was part of Gather Round and one of the events there, and it was at the beautiful lunch there at. Penfolds estate in Adelaide.
Must have been horrible.
Yeah, it was very nice. And part of it was he'd set it up beautifully where we turned the tables. I was sort of hosting a number of events for this group throughout the weekend. He said he's going to get up and he's going to ask me some questions just about my career and hear a little bit from me rather than me just asking the questions. And I thought, yeah, that's great. That's fun. And it was just about to flip back to me turning back into the host. And he said, oh, hang on, I've got one more thing to tell you. And I had no idea where this was going. And he said some incredibly nice things about me. And I thought, oh, hang on, it's not my birthday. I'm not sure what on earth's happening. And then he broke the news to me. And, yeah, it's fair to say he got me. He surprised me. I got a little emotional. He said afterwards that he realised that he got me because I went the double hug. I gave him a big hug first and then about 30 seconds later, I pulled him in for another hug and I was just trying to compose myself. It was such a shock, such a surprise, but a beautiful one, King.
246 games, three-time premiership player, premiership captain. Your career probably exceeded all of your expectations when you were drafted at the end of the 1990s. This, though, is recognition of that. You talk about getting your head around it. When you talk to other people, and we'll throw platitudes your way, being K-Rock and obviously you being part of our family, but when others have contacted you or you've spoken to people, what's that been like when they've gone, mate, you are so deserving of this?
Yeah, that was probably the most special part of it, was the number of, once it became public, the number of text messages I received or phone calls from former teammates, people who I'd been on some of the journey with, because I've got to say, I honestly never saw this on my radar. Like I just appreciate and cherish the fact that I was even in the Geelong Cats Hall of Fame and get to go back to reunions and things like that. That special connection, and I've loved the Cats since I was 5 years of age. So I never saw this as being part of my journey. And then when the guys who I just respect so much and shared this journey with said I was so deserving they knew it had happened type of thing. Oh, really? They think that highly of me? So that was when it really hit home as, oh, wow, okay, this is something. I knew it was special, but it also meant a lot to them that I'd been recognised, and that was probably the best part of the whole thing.
Yep. One of your biggest supporters was Mick Turner. Have you spoken to Mick since? We spoke to Mick just before, I think, it was announced that you were going to become a legend. I think we had him Easter Monday talking to us about his battle with pancreatic cancer, but he was a massive supporter of you through the Falcons. Has that conversation taken place?
Yeah, I've stayed in touch with Mick and even certainly since the announcement, but like my whole career plus post-career. Mick, I've always appreciated everything Mick did through my Falcons days, but even post that, he was always a real advocate for me. He loved the Falcons boys, loved the local guys who you could see trying to get the best out of themselves, and obviously ending up at Geelong, he felt that even more connection. So, yeah, definitely with Mick. Actually, it's funny, like people like Mick or Peter Burke, who was my assistant coach at the Geelong Falcons, or guys from my St. Joey's junior days, who I maybe haven't seen for a few years, they reached out and you know, and said a congratulations, or I've run into them and they're like, I was so happy for you. And like, you think of the number of great people I met on my whole journey, not just at the Cats,
yep,
but even before that time. So yeah, that's been really nice.
You're up at St. Joey's and St. Mary's a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And they're probably your two clubs. Joey's is where you played your juniors, Mary's where you have strong connections, and I think your boys,
my kids play there,
play
yeah,
there as well. How many steps did you get before the next conversation started? Did you actually get a chance not to talk at all at that afternoon? What was a cracking game of footy, by the way?
It was a cracking game of footy. I missed the slide part, so well done to you going down for Freeze MND. Yeah, I had to work right up until just before that game, and then caught up with a group of old schoolmates who we all went to Joey's together, and we said, oh, hey, let's have a quick bite to eat and then let's get straight to the game. And we realised very, very quickly we had to find ourselves a spot at Drew Reserve and not keep moving around, because we were, every two steps, we were running into people who we hadn't seen, or they wanted to talk about either the game coming up, Joey's and St Mary's, or very kindly, some were talking about the announcement of the legend stuff, and we realised, okay, we're not going to be able to grab a quick can and get a spot and watch some footy if we keep moving. So we pulled up a spot. We had a great day at the footy. It was sensational.
Yep.
I just had to stay quiet for that game with you know, a footy in both camps there.
It was almost the ideal result for you.
Yeah.
Almost. Chris Scott goes in to the Hall of Fame. Brilliant. Travis Avarco goes into the Hall of Fame. Harry Taylor goes in. So premiership teammates in 9 and 11, Varco and Taylor, your premiership coach, of what you were captain of in 2011. Does that make it more special that you're elevated on that night?
Yeah, and I can't wait to spend some time with them. I recently got to chat with Travi Varco for the Cats podcast. It was great talking with him, and he's really excited to spend some time. Harry's flying over from WA, so I can't wait to see him. Scotty's still very much in the coaching mode. He's present in this season, and he has to be, but hopefully he can relax and enjoy and understand what he means to the club and to me and to Trav and to Harry and to all the players who've played underneath him. There's going to be some life members as well. I think quite a number who are going to be honoured on that night as well. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that part, just sitting around with some of those types of people who are, you know, the guys who are still playing or still coaching, they're going to be a little bit more in season mode. But the guys who are finished, just be able to sit back and laugh and tell a few stories. And I'll have my kids there. Travis's kids are coming along. Hopefully my kids don't get too bored by my speeches or anything like that. It'll just be a really nice night to see some people who I don't get to see all the time. Harry lives over the other side of the country. Mm. So just to hang out with him for a few hours will be really, really special.
So you watched Gary Ablett Senior play. You watched Gary Hocking play. You watched Paul Couch play. You played with Matthew Scarlett. Frank Costa was obviously a massive figure, not only in obviously the football club, but in your life. You played with Corey Enright. But is there an older name that you go, gee, I'm sitting next to a Reg Hickey, a Sam Newman, an Ian Nankervis?
So that was the, you know, I said before about it sitting well with me and it not so much is, so when I found out in Adelaide, when I eventually we left the lunch and had a couple of hours spare before we went back to the game that night,
yep,
the Cats were playing the Bulldogs, I went back to the hotel room and I quickly had a spare moment to Google actually who was on that list of the legends of the Cats. As soon as I started reading those names, King, that's when it was like, oh, hang on a second. I just don't see myself. Reg Hickey, Polly Farmer, Billy Goggin, Sam Newman. In my head,
yep,
truly legends. Dad would talk all about some of these people, spend hours telling me about them, describing every game he saw them play, the 63 grand final, all that. Even fast forwarding through my time when I grew up and was just this passionate Cats fan. They were godlike, some of those ones. Yep. And I know one in particular was actually referred to that. But they were legends. Yep. And then Matty Scarlett and Boris, in my eyes, they were so special as players that, and I've never thought of myself that way. So to sit amongst that is still a little bit funny, I must admit, but I know as the years go by and I get older, to look at that list and see my name somewhere in that group will be something that I will certainly cherish.
Last one, how do the Cats go tonight?
I think I think it's going to be hard. I think it's going to be tough. I believe that the bye came at a perfect time.
Yep.
They needed to just reset, understand what made them a good team early on in the year, get fresh, but also get their mind fresh and ready for the battle again. I think they can win it, provided they break even in the middle of the ground. Can't let that Carlton midfield dominate us tonight. If it's broken even, I think that both ends of the ground, the Cats can have an advantage.
Lingy, heartiest of congratulations from the team at K-Rock Football. Well done. It was a wonderful career. It was a lot of fun to call some of your footy as well and watch you run around and then obviously finish the fairy tale as Premiership captain in 2011. Gee, it's funny how that's happened a couple of times. Do you, Harley and Selwood have a little club?
Oh, we should just catch up and share a little drink together. No, thank you so much, King. Appreciate all the support over the years and great to chat tonight. Can't wait for tomorrow night.
The pre-game interview.